Chapter 2 Saban feared going to sleep, not because the storm god was hammering the earth, but because he thought Lengar might come in the night to punish him for taking the lozenge. But his elder brother left him undisturbed, and in the dawn Saban crept from his mother's hut into a damp and chill wind. The remnants of the storm gusted patches of mist within the vast earthen bank which surrounded the settlement, while the sun hid its face behind cloud, appearing only as an occasional dull disk in the vaporous grey. A thatched roof, sodden with rainwater, had collapsed in the night, and folk marvelled that the family had not been crushed. A succession of women and slaves went through the embankment's southern causeway to fetch water from the swollen river, while children carried the night's pots of urine to the tanner's pits, which had been flooded. But they all hurried back, eager not to miss the confrontation between Lengar and his father. Even folk who lived beyond the great wall in the huts up on the higher land had heard the news and suddenly found reason to come to Ratharin that morning. Lengar had found the outfolk gold. Hengal wanted it, and one of the two had to prevail. Hengal appeared first. He emerged from his hut, wearing a great cape of bear fur, and strolled with apparent unconcern about the settlement. He greeted Saban by ruffling his hair, then talked with the priests about the problems of replacing one of the great posts of the Temple of Lahana, and afterward he sat on a stool outside his hut and listened to anxious accounts of the damage done by the night's rain to the wheat fields.
"We can always buy grain,"
Hengal announced in a loud voice, so that as many people as possible could hear him.
"There are those who say that the wealth hidden in my hut should be used to..."